Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I thank the Lord that you found time in your schedule to spend these next few moments together. As I continue a message, where would you go? We were looking at a passage of scripture found in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus is teaching about the true bread of life, that he was the true bread that came down from heaven that the Father gave for the life of the world. And the teachings, the things that he shared, were very difficult, not just to the casual passersby, as I've shared, but to disciples, because it says in verse 66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Jesus turned to the 12. He said, will you also go away? Peter responds by saying, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Where can we go? And that is a question that Jesus is asking us, the people of God today. Where would you go? If what I am saying, the Lord is saying to his people, if what I exhort you and give to you in the very word of God is difficult for you, if you cannot surrender your life to me, if you want me to be Savior but you're not willing for me to be Lord, where would you go? Will you also turn away? Will you be offended in me? These words that Jesus asked, will ye also go away, brings up two questions. Why? Why do people go away from Jesus? Because, as it says in the Word, they were disciples. And secondly, where do they go? Well, let's look at the first one first. Why do they go away from Jesus? One reason is the lack of true faith, the absence of a living, vital relationship with the Lord. Another reason is they object to his teaching. The disciples who were listening to what Jesus was saying, they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? Because he said, my flesh is meat indeed. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Now, of course, he wasn't speaking literally. He was speaking in a spiritual dimension, which their carnality could not accept. There are many Christians today, whole denominations that have become apostate, because they lack true faith. They don't really believe that Jesus was incarnate of a virgin. They don't really believe in the miracles of Jesus. They deny his divinity. And beloved, once we start refusing and not and are not willing to accept what the Bible tells us, perhaps because our minds can't fully comprehend or understand it, what is our poor, puny, finite little minds, what are our minds in comparison to the omniscience of God? God is all-knowing, almighty in power. Every bit of knowledge and wisdom is summed up in Jesus. And we, who are finite creatures, even the most brilliant of the human race, we cannot even begin to understand the mysteries of God. But it's pride and arrogance. So they turned away because they didn't like what he was saying. Their pride rejected the words of Christ. Pride and carnality rebels against the gospel of Christ. And we know that that was the first original sin, if you will, in the universe, when Lucifer said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God. Pride, which says that our own way of thinking, our own way of understanding, our own way of doing things is somehow superior to the God of the universe, He who formed everything in the universe, living and non-living, all the naturals, the stones, the earth, the star, all the things that come, that are part of this universe. Somehow we think that we have greater understanding or comprehension, or our will just doesn't want to accept what the Creator says. So pride rebels, just as Lucifer did, and that's what carnal Christians do. Nope, they ain't going to do that. Nope, that's too hard. And Jesus is speaking out of His word today. He's still speaking hard sayings. Jesus taught that nothing or no one could come before Him. Jesus said, if you want me for your Savior and Lord, I must come first in your life, before your father or mother or children or dearest loved ones, your own property or your very own life. I must come first. Are we willing to do that? What Jesus is talking about, are we willing to surrender everything that we possess? Look at the things that you, quote, own, the things that God has given you. Is there anything that you possess, either in material possessions or in position or in relationship with others, any loved one that is more important than your relationship with the Lord? Think about it. You might say, oh, yes, no problem. No, no, Jesus is first and foremost. We can't do that casually, because what if God does take a loved one? What if we are required to lay down our life? Will we count our life more dear than love and knowledge and service to God? There are Christians through the ages that have had to make that decision. It's not easy to bring death to self. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about death to the carnal nature, death to the flesh, death to our own will. And there have been multitudes who have even offered up their physical lives for the cause of Christ. They died as martyrs, but they inherited eternal life. And think about this, that beautiful passage in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, Paul said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, think about this, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, if we are, you know, second to none in terms of all the power and gifts of the Spirit, faith that I could remove mountain and have not charity, I'm nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and listen to this, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. What is that saying? You could give your life, you could give your body to be burned, but if it isn't done in the right motive, with the right attitude, out of love and fidelity and faithfulness and allegiance to Christ, Paul says, it's not going to profit you anything. So why? Why do people go away from Jesus? Sometimes it's inordinate affection. Anything or any person in our lives that is more important than our relationship with the Lord, Jesus said, you know, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, look at Lot's wife. She was offered salvation, deliverance from death. The angels came to physically take them by the hand and lead them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But the angel said, do not look back. She looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Beloved, I have known others that they have prayed and prayed for certain things. Let me give an example, that they are waiting on God for a spouse, and God did not give them that spouse in the time they expected, and their heart became hardened and embittered. Beloved, you know, while I'm thinking of it, there is in our recent offer that we made available to the UCM family in the monthly letters that I send out, and it's called Wonderful Love. And I was going through an old file, ran across it. It's a prophetic word. It's by an unknown author. There's no name attached, but it's a beautiful description of what our relationship to the Lord should be if we are asking God for a spouse. If you like, I'd just be happy to put it in the mail to you. Note the mailing address that the announcer will give as we bring the broadcast to a close. And so Why do people go away from Jesus? There's so many reasons. Many times it's because of the fear of man. The Bible tells us that the fear of man bringeth a snare. Everywhere we look, the fear of man brings desperate havoc into human life. In the intellectual world, the academic world, the world of business, the world of politics, governments, the highest interests are betrayed through the fear of man. Why do people go away from Jesus? Many times it's because of doubts and questions concerning the teachings of the Bible. Many people ask, what if this isn't true or that isn't true? What if the Bible is untrustworthy? What if Jesus is really not divine? What if there really isn't a heaven? What if there's no such thing as an immortal soul? With these kinds of questions ringing in the mind and in the heart of people, well, then obviously their commitment to the Lord is going to be shallow. Their hearts will turn away from Jesus. There may be some new thing that promises a much more comfortable and easier way. And beloved, if you're listening to me today and you're not sure, go to God and wait upon Him to fill your life with His presence so that you can know these things are true. So often, beloved, one of the reasons we go away from Jesus is intellectual arrogance. We cannot expect our human mind to understand the divine mysteries that are hid in Christ and in God. Well, my time has just flown by. There's so much I want to share. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. But in the moments that remain, I do want to invite you to request the little book that we've put together. It's short. It's only about 38, 39 pages. And it is just a brief collection of only a very few of the prophetic words I've given, that the Lord has given me over the years. So if you would like to request them either by email or by writing, if you do email, please include your mailing address, of course, so that I can send it to you. And we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want you to know, UCM partners, I love you, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for you. I've got the best partners in the world. And if you are just a listener and you have not written, know that as part of my radio family, I pray for you every day as well. But the Holy Spirit's moving on you. You've got prayer needs. I invite you to write and become part of the UCM family. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.